listening to the Multifamily Podcast, brought to you by Ron Ruiz and Martin Canciola, co-founders of Apartment SEO, a premier Google agency, where we discuss current multifamily and real estate trends, apartment marketing strategies, and speak with some of the most influential thought leaders shaping the multifamily industry today.
Welcome to the Multifamily Podcast with Ron and Martin. And today's episode is just going to be me doing a quick little intro. Ron and I recently, last month, was able to attend the Multifamily Social Media Summit Conference in Napa. We had a fabulous time, had a great time connecting with clients, and also got to do a presentation on big Google updates, talking about Performance Max, a new Google ad campaign type, Google's fresh content algorithm update, and also getting into Google Business Profile with a bunch of fun items to chat about. So we really hope you enjoy it. This is going to be the actual recording. It's roughly about 40 minutes or so. So feel free and check it out and hope you guys enjoy it. And if you have any questions, you know, feel free to reach out. You can get your marketing analysis and reputation report card at apartmentseo.com. And please don't forget to subscribe to the Multifamily Podcast at multifamilypodcast.com. And that's where you can subscribe via Spotify, iTunes, and all the other good podcast platforms. Until next time, we'll talk to you soon. Bye, y'all.
There's Google Ads. If they change or update anything in Google Ads, next thing you know, we got to start all over. There's the algorithm. Every time the algorithm changes, we got to fix our content and, like, read. Have you guys ever read the Google algorithm, like, update thing? Martin has. Thank God. Martin's here to help us with the algorithm. What about your Google profiles? There's like all new Google profiles. Have you guys been dealing with updating those? How much of a pain in the ass is that? What about your maps, Google Maps? Have you guys heard about the neighborhood vibes? No? You've not heard about neighborhood vibes? Oh, man, you are in for a treat. That is why we are going to talk about big Google updates. Because it's all about neighborhood vibes. Or is it not about neighborhood vibes? It's all about Google. Okay, fine. All right. You guys have seen them before if you've been to a wonderful multifamily social media summit event. But before I bring them up, I just want to point your attention to our update for the children that have been displaced by the conflict in Ukraine. We are doing well. I don't know. Is the update number on there?
Yeah.
What does it say? I can't read it. We're over $1,000 and it's not even lunchtime. Thank you guys so much. We have about $4,000 to go because then the Esteem Media team is going to match our donation to help those kids. And it's a worthy cause, something that's personal to everybody on the Esteem Media team because Lou is around. So, take a picture of the QR code. Do it later because right now we have to talk big Google update. So, please, without further ado, I want to hear a big Google update round of applause for Martin Canciola, the co-founder and CTO of Apartment SEO. Please give it up for Martin. Woo! I'll work on the timing next time, Mark. Keep it up.
I love you, man. Every time I come here, you make the show so much fun. So thank you. All right, who's ready to go down the Google rabbit hole? All right. I have a confession to make. I almost didn't make it to Napa this year. My back went out on Tuesday, and I had to barely walk. But my chiropractor worked a miracle, and I'm here today. And so I wanted to share some great things going on with Google in the world of search. Google My Business, and Google Ads, because always there's something changing, and I have some bonus content towards the end. So before we dive into each of these modules, I wanted to go into some Google statistics that I think is important for you guys to know about. Obviously, as of right now, Google still has close to 92% market share, with Bing and Yahoo still trailing behind. You got Bing at about 3%, and then you have also DuckDuckGo at about 1%. So again, it's still pretty clear that Google is pretty much where you want to be. That's the majority of your traffic is coming from. So you just want to make sure that it's just where you want to be, obviously. So this is how many searches they're processing per day, 8.5 billion. And when you break it down into seconds, that's over 99,000 searches every single second of the day. And these searches are constantly evolving, constantly changing. Some of them are local, some of them about products, some of them about information, transactional, everything under the sun. And it's constantly evolving. How many people here have actually tried Google Lens? It's like a visual way to use Google.
Yes.
So if you go to Google, you go to the Google mobile app, you go on Google on your mobile phone, you're going to see by the search bar that little lens symbol. You just got to click that symbol, open it up, and explore your world. And these are visual searches taking place. Back in 2019, they had about 1 billion visual searches taking place. Now, today, it's over 10 billion visual searches taking place. So you can see there's a lot of activity going on here. You can do a lot of things with Google Lens. So you can pop out your phone, open Google Lens, put in a business card, click the hyperlink, import the card. You can identify plants. You can also look at your building, your own apartment building. You can walk around and it's all plugged into your Google My Business. So making sure that all that is geared in is what you want to do. Also, it can also help with language text translation. So if you're traveling to another country, you could actually use Google Lens to translate signs and things while you're traveling about. Also, it's local immersion. So whenever you're walking around the neighborhood, maybe you're in Napa, just checking it out, you could use Google Lens to actually look at the different restaurants and get feedback and ideas like that as well. 72% of respondents said that they either click only on organic results or on organic results most of the time. Now, I know it's pretty common, especially for my mother-in-law, she'll just click the first thing she sees on Google, right? But there are more savvy searchers out there. They know that Google Ads PPC is, you know, that's where the advertisements are. But Google still tries to deliver really good relevant results, even with those Google Ads. But a lot of times people are getting smarter, so they're going to go straight to the local results or go right into the organic results. So when people do perform searches online, we find that 55% of them prefer written content. You have another 29% that prefer images, and then another almost 14% that prefer video. So right now, it's clear that Google is a visual, rich media search engine. So besides making content on your website, on your blogs, you have to be publishing content on LinkedIn, Google, business profile, also with images. You've got to take advantage of sites like Instagram, Flickr, and upload to these different portals so you have different reach where your website, where your images can be seen. You could link to the website, include your name, address, and phone number in the description. And so you have all kinds of Flickr, all kinds of visual image websites that you could be taking advantage of to get that extra funk in your marketing mix. Because Google Discover is also something I want to mention. Google Discover is an app. So now you can actually, based on your search history, use this app and it'll actually find you things based on your interests of new things that you want to learn about, discover. And so it's important for apartment websites to have that rich media feel. So to have text, have video, and have images is going to be really important. Even audio content is going to play a role. So about 90% of pages get no organic search traffic from Google. So let that set in for a little bit. The majority of websites on Google don't really, they're either not indexed or they're not being seen on Google because they're on page 3, 5, whatever it may be. That's a missed opportunity. So making sure you're tracking your rankings, seeing how you're performing in Google for your keywords, you have to keep track on mobile, desktop, Google Organic, and Google Maps. So even though Google is one search engine, you really have to keep track of all those different type of search terms. 96% of search results on mobile take place on Google. We know the majority of traffic comes from mobile, so it's important that you think about the load time of your mobile websites. Also, AMP is a Google standard, accelerated mobile pages, that you can work with your web developers to make sure that those are at that standard. So this way, those pages load up pretty much instantly. If your website's loading up more than 5 seconds for a mobile website, you're probably losing out on a ton of traffic. This isn't a Google statistic, it's more of an SEO statistic. But overall though, you want to be looking at strategic keywords, localization, and then optimize for mobile. And strategic keywords, while you're trying to rank for whether it be Napa apartments, Long Beach apartments, that's what we call the short tail. You want to go after the long tail. So it could be like luxury apartments for rent, talk about the different amenities. Maybe you have garage doors, which is a big deal, washer and dryer, pet friendly. These are all keywords you want to be tracking and seeing how Google's performing for those keywords and creating unique content around that strategy. So let's dive into the first big Google update. How many people in here, if I can get a quick show of hands, are actively running a Performance Max campaign in Google Ads right now? Only a couple, you know, a handful. So you can see there's an opportunity here. You have all the standard campaigns for Google, which is a search campaign, you have your display campaigns, but now you have a campaign that has all these rolled into one. So this is more of a complementary campaign. So on top of your search campaign and display campaigns, you could be activating your Performance Max campaign and taking advantage of the search network, display network, YouTube, Gmail, Discovery, and Max. So this is a social media conference, so you guys should already be creating great copy, great images, and great video. And so by taking all that you're already creating for social, you can put that in your Google Performance Max campaign and really ignite the amount of qualified traffic you're getting. These are meant to be supplementary traffic to what you're already doing. And so it's helping you find missed opportunities that you otherwise wouldn't have had a chance to get. Fully automated, goal-based, and it is AI-driven. I will get into the pros and cons of this particular campaign type as we move down the presentation. So here's some of the items. When you're setting up the campaign, you want to set it up for, obviously we're going for sales, leads, engagement, traffic, and then local store visits. This is going to play a big role as conversion focus. So when you are setting up this campaign, you have to be sure your actual conversions are set up. So these could be view of a key page, contact us, mobile click to call, and any email lead forms or any kind of apply now links. Make sure these are set up prior to launching your PMax campaign. So these are all the digital assets that you can actually include in your Performance Max campaign. You can have up to 15 images, 5 logos, 5 videos, 5 headlines, and 5 long headlines, and 5 descriptions. This is where you put your best of the best content when you are building out your Performance Max campaign. Video, I know it's kind of hard to come by, but you know, you can play around with short form video. If you're already doing short form video for YouTube, you could take a lot of that content and repurpose it for your PMax campaign. So really, there really is no excuse why you can't launch something like this. There's platforms like Animoto. If you need to build a video on the fly out of a slideshow, out of like a slideshow present, slideshow video or slideshow photos, it also allows you to do vertical videos too. So there's plenty of platforms out there to build out video. Is anyone playing around with ChatGPT?
Yes.
Yeah, what are your thoughts on that, huh?
The results are better than my Google searches. That doesn't say much.
No, that's true.
It is.
Well, I think it depends what you're trying to do on ChatGPT. You know, Google, there are definitely a lot of purposes for instant answers and things that you just want to get in and go. ChatGPT, if you really want to have a conversation with a bot, talk philosophy, you know, it can help you do. And now the ChatGPT 4, that it can also, besides just text, it's reading images and video now.
Yeah.
So it's going to be going to the next level. And that's why, actually, Google, their founders actually came back when ChatGPT launched, because that was the first time I seen them kind of get shaken a little bit and actually bring the founders back, which I thought was pretty interesting. So we really are going to have to keep ChatGPT on the radar.
It's waiting. You guys doing okay?
Yeah.
Almost. Oh, there you go.
We're good?
Yeah. And please, give it up for Martin.
There is also the audience signals. Now, we're not talking about segmenting audiences. What we want to do is just track the different audiences that are relevant, that are performing the best, and then you can do like bid increases and adjustments and decreases based around that. So it's just important to keep track of the audiences that it's marketing to, and then you can make adjustments and fine-tune it as the campaign and as the conversions are processed. So some of the pros about PMax is that there is a high level of automation. You do lose some control because you're giving it up for Google and the AI. It is conversion-focused optimization, so you have to make sure all your conversions are set up and ready to be triggered. It is less manual work, and they just recently allow you to add negative search terms. So before, when they first launched, you weren't able to do that, so you got a lot of some garbage within your search campaign, but now you can add negative search terms, so that helps clean it up a little bit. Some of the cons with Performance Max is overall less control. It is difficult to see some sources of the data. And then sometimes based on your reporting platform, depending on who you're using, if they don't have this updated, this campaign type, you might not be able to get into your reporting platform. So you'll have to go straight to Google Ads for that. So when launching your Performance Max campaign, you know, it's going to allow you to market your product or service. You're just going to make sure to put all of the best campaign types, and when you are setting it up, it has to be set up with the sales, leads, website traffic, or local store visits. So those are the ones you want to select to actually activate the Performance Max campaign. And again, this utilizes text, images, and all the rich media that Google is really looking for to promote your information and your properties. So just take time to look into this. If you have any questions after, you guys can come talk to me and we can dive in a little bit more on your specific situation. But it's a great way to get supplementary traffic and a great way to lower your overall cost per click and cost per conversion when you put all the campaigns together and roll into one. So let's get into the next big update, which is Google's fresh algorithm update. So the helpful content update will target websites that have a relatively high amount of unsatisfying and unhelpful content, where the content has been written for search engines rather than humans. This was released back in December of 2022. Has anyone noticed any kind of fluctuations in rankings overall from further news from that point to now, or has it been relatively stable? I'd say probably pretty stable. But overall, I'd say when it comes to the new content and helpful update, it specifically targets content that seems primarily created for ranking. So it's important that we get really deep with the content. And when we're creating the pages, you have to really dig down deep to the different sub-areas, the major attractions, and just don't just write one sentence or add a couple words. You really have to, you know, create paragraphs, create content, and really have a strategy behind that to really have an opportunity to be showcased in Google Discovery and some of these other items that we're talking about. So if Google determines your site is producing a relatively high amount of unhelpful content, primarily written for rankings and search, then your whole site will be impacted. So that's something we want to avoid. We don't want your site to get de-indexed by Google, and we want to make sure that it stays within Google Maps so you have opportunities for traffic. So you want to build human-first content or build resident-first content and really focus on the human side of things and not worry about Google bots. These are the questions that Google wants you asking when creating your content. Do you have an existing or intended audience for your business or a site that would find the content useful if they came directly to you? And that's being your prospects and your current residents. So you need to build content specifically for them. Does your content clearly demonstrate first-hand expertise and a depth of knowledge? For example, expertise that comes from having actually used a product or service or visiting a place. So your community and main location is your product. And then the people leaving reviews about your community, those are the people that, you know, you need to befriend, you need to be putting out the surveys and just getting all the activity you can. Because Google, when you Google your community and your brand pops up on Google, that's what we call your Google Knowledge Graph. And so that's everything Google's curating about your business or community. And so it's important that you have a good sentiment online. If you have a negative sentiment online, that will hurt your rankings. So having a positive reputation does help build up better rankings in Google. Does your site have a primary purpose or focus? So showcasing your community and the area to the best of your ability. So if you're in downtown San Diego, maybe you have a hyperlocal blog that's is either attached to the website, or maybe you have a whole other content strategy where it's like downtown San Diego today, and you have that geo-focused blog, and it's building local traffic, and then you have a living tab kind of promoting your communities kind of indiscreetly. So there's different ways you can become a publisher. You don't have to have it all on your community website. You can build out other domains around your area and become a hyper-local expert and author in your specific metro. After reading your content, will someone leave feeling that they've learned enough about the topic to achieve their goal? So cover all important factors about your community and show users you're a true expert in your geolocation. And that just goes into just having a robust content strategy. And it doesn't have to just be written content. You guys can be doing video. Short form video is probably the biggest opportunity that I see. I know TikTok is all the buzz right now, but we have to remember that YouTube is still the second largest search engine, and there's a lot of long-form content in YouTube right now, but if you actually create short-form vertical video content, that's 30 seconds to 60 second vertical videos, you start uploading those for your specific floor plans, your amenities, your pet friendlies, all those different keywords, and your short video is one of the first ones there. I did a test recently. I did 5 short form videos for 5 pretty competitive keywords specifically for ranking in YouTube, and all 5 of them ranked pretty much top number 1, number 2, and months later, they're still maintaining that spot. And when you're scrolling through YouTube and you put a search in YouTube and that result pops up, it actually says short video and it has like an extra, a little icon for the short, and there's not that many short videos competing compared to the long form video, especially for multifamily. So you guys could be taking advantage of that right now. So if you're already doing short form video on TikTok, take it over to YouTube, set up your channel, and I think you'll be surprised by the type of response you get. Will someone reading your content be feeling like they've had a satisfying experience? So you have to provide a rich media experience, and that's everything from written, video, and audio, and all that good stuff. So you have to have all that stuff on your website. You need to have more video, and you need to have more images. So are you keeping in mind our guidance for core updates and product reviews? And the only way you guys can really do that is by setting up Google Search Console. Is everyone here pretty active at least setting up your Google Search Console? No, no. Okay, so that's pretty important to verify your domain and get that set up on top of your Google Analytics. You want to know if you want to know that your site is indexed by Google. A lot of times, somebody will come and be like, I don't know why I'm not ranking. And then I'll put in their URL, and it's not even indexed by Google. So that's the first step, is getting your site indexed by Google. You do that by setting up Google Search Console. And also, you want to keep an eye on malware on your site. There's a lot of spam, a lot of hacks going on. If you're WordPress, whatever platform, you could be hacked, and they could put malicious links in your website. And if they do, if Google finds malicious links in your website, not only are you not going to be indexed by Google, if you're running paid ads on Google, they're going to stop it altogether until you get that fixed. So keeping up on your Google Search Console and managing that is pretty important today, because there's a lot of spam out there, and you just want to make sure your site stays in Google's pretty much soil and where they're going to want to be. Also, online reputation management matters. So when people Google you on Google Maps, if somebody says Long Beach Apartments, Pet Friendly Pet Park, there's a chance that a review that somebody left could be highlighted in the snippet to help with that organic click-through. So the reviews and the responses you guys provide are other long-tail keyword opportunities. So you want to push to get reviews to Google. The more, the better. The more quality, the better sentiment, and get that sentiment really high, and that's going to give you better rankings in Google. Is the content primarily to attract people from search engines rather than made for humans? So create content for prospective residents and not bots. Are you producing lots of content on different topics in hopes that some of it might perform well in search? In-depth content is key. There is no specific word count, but the deeper you could go, the better. So all the sub areas that you guys are in, all the different amenities and features, we really have to expand on the written content and the visual content. And just the more video, the better. I think there's a lot of opportunity there, besides YouTube, to just be able to recurate those videos. And you can link and put a description and your name, address, and phone number, and that's going to all carry over more traffic to your website. Are you using extensive automation to produce content on many topics? So you can utilize AI content like ChatGPT-4, but remember, input prompts matter and always QA with humans. This is something you're not going to want to write a full website on, but you could use it to help come up with ideas for content, post ideas, and other fun things like that. And now that it can actually look into reading video and photos, you could even use it to write a description for a picture or stuff like that. So ChatGPT, among other things I'll be talking about, what Google will be releasing, which they actually just released it on Tuesday, it seems like everyone's coming out with the ChatGPT clone right now. So that seems to be the hot topic. Are you mainly summarizing what others have to say without adding much value? If you are repurposing content, you have to add value. You can't just regurgitate the content. You need to expand upon it and add more value as much as you can. Does your content leave readers feeling like they need to search again to get better information from other sources? Give a prospective resident everything they need to know to help them see you're the right community for them. So, on and on, are you writing to a particular word count because you've heard Google prefers a specific word count? The answer should be no, because Google doesn't have a specific word count. But we have found the deeper the content, the more words and things that are semantically similar. So you're not just saying apartments. You're talking about living. You're talking about home. You're talking about all the different amenities and features. And if you can expand upon those even more, that's just more opportunity. An FAQ section on your website is also another opportunity that I think a lot of websites are missing. And don't just put it on the Google Q&A. Have your own FAQs on your website too. So let's get into what is EAT. Has this term been, you guys probably heard that before, EAT? No? Okay, so EAT means expertise, authoritativeness, and trustworthiness. And this is all built into Google's algorithm and the search guidelines overall. So they're using this to evaluate and use machine learning to actually find unhelpful content. So I want to show you guys how to get more EAT, get more expertise, get more authority, and how to build more trust. So make sure your community is publishing content on Google Posts, blogging, LinkedIn, and other platforms to show you are the local authority. And this isn't just about publishing one and done. You have to be continuously publishing and building your brand or community's overall authoritativeness. So the more trust you can build in the local area, the more Google's going to rank you on Google Maps. Schema markups for apartments is vital. So schema markup, for those that don't know, when you're making a website, like coding it up for WordPress or HTML, schema is just the markup that tells Google that your apartment is an actual property, is an actually physical location. And there's different kind of schema markups that you can go after. It could be for your floor plans, for your reviews, even features and amenities. And so you want to make sure your website is marked up for schema, because other websites are looking for schema to index and find these sites. And so the more your website's marked up with schema, the more traffic you can potentially get. Plus, it's also a benefit for voice search. So if you're in, you know, voice devices like Samsung, Google, Amazon, all those different ones, schema markup could help you get in there. So web pages are high quality, making it helpful to users. So high quality as in, you know, it loads really fast, it works good on desktop and mobile, and you're just providing that really good, rich experience. And you want to just tell visitors who you are. And then you can work with experts to actually create content, but in reality, you could work with micro-influencers that are already in your community and just find people willing to spread the word about your property and also just get those reviews. That's really, at the end of the day, that's what I would focus on, just getting more Google Map reviews, because that's going to really help you climb in the local rankings. And you do want to update your content regularly. There is no fixed amount, but if you have a way to dynamically and just update your content, whether it's with a blog or photos or more videos, or have a way to just feed them in, that's going to be another great way to just show Google you're constantly updating your website. And again, the online reputation, that is very key in earning more money. So Google's looking for the following: the expertise of the creator of the content, the authoritativeness of the creator, and the trustworthiness of the creator. So your communities are those experts now. So you have to have your brand become that expert and really put it out there. And LinkedIn is probably another good spot, because you can run your own local blog through there. We've been having a lot more property management companies wanting to publish more on LinkedIn, and that's been actually very, very good results going on over there. So next big update, we can get into Google Business Profile. So let's just face it, a really good Google Business Profile is going to give you a ton of traffic. You might be spending money on Google Ads, you might be getting organic traffic, but Google Maps is where the individual property can shine. The ILSs do have a lot of organic placement in the organic search engine, but you guys are right here in Google Maps. And that's when they're using Google Discover and these different apps, this is where you're going to be able to be showcased. So an enhanced Google Business Profile will drive even more traffic, leads, and sales. Your categories, the best categories we want to be using are apartment complex, apartment building, and then apartment rental agencies seem to be the top one. Reviews, always products. It seems to be catching on now, so you can actually use the product pages to put in your floor plans, your 360 tours, and all that in there. So when people do Google your brand and they see your knowledge graph, all that's going to be right there, so they can click on the floor plans, the 3D tours, and it'll all be front and center. Images and video. Making sure you're going through your images on Google, especially the user-generated ones. Sometimes communities have a ton of photos, maybe too many photos, and sometimes they have too little photos. So you want to make sure you go through the photos and look at, you have the best pictures being presented, and any user-generated photos, if they're really bad, you want to try to get those flagged by Google and try to get those taken down, because you don't want to have that kind of presence on Google ideally. So Google Posts, how many people here are actively publishing on Google Posts more than once a week? Okay, good. So Google Posts, all the content within there is still stored in Google. So again, that's more keyword opportunities to tell Google what your knowledge graph is about. UTM tags, if you want to track traffic directly in Google Analytics to see how your Google Business Profile is doing, you can put a UTM code. If you don't know what a UTM code is, just ask your web developer or your marketing provider, and they should be able to help you set that up so you can track that traffic in your Google Analytics. So you can see, when we look at Google Business Profile traffic, it is some of the best quality traffic you can get. Time on site is through the roof, 2+ minutes. The engagement, the pages per session, are always way higher when compared with anything else out there. Your community website. So whenever you're Googling something, you might see Google mentions, or the website mentions this. So Google My Profile is looking at your website to pull out keywords and content, so we have to keep that in mind. That's why the deep content strategy is vitally important. Your appointment link, so you might have a bot or a scheduler. It's important to have an appointment link so you can make sure to capture that lead as soon as it comes through and start engaging with it. And then remember, Google is a mobile indexing first search engine. So if your desktop is really good and ranking well, that's great, but Google's looking at your mobile site first. And I've looked at a ton of different reports, and mobile is usually the one suffering the most. So making sure you're using accelerated mobile pages, making sure your load time is 3 seconds is really the 3 seconds or less is where you want to be. Usually it's between 3 and 5 seconds. But if you can't get it below 3 seconds, that's really the holy grail of websites popping up, and that's going to get you better ranking in Google. And then also, how people, when they do search on Google, if they're clicking through the organic results. So your title tag, meta description for each page is very important, because we want to just tell Google what each page is about. So when they do find you on the Google search result, it's more likely to click through, and they have a higher organic click-through rate. Google's going to reward that and push it up as well over time. So you can actually now manage your Google Business Profile directly in SERP. So if you Google your brand and you're logged into Google, you can just start managing your Google Business Profile right in there. So I highly suggest go back in there, check it out. There's a whole new editing and management experience. And also, the photo insights are pretty much not there anymore, which is kind of a bummer. And also, there's more of an intense verification process. And that's mainly because other niches, like plumbers and locksmiths, kind of took advantage of Google and spammed the search engine. So now they need to make sure that every listing that's activated is a legitimate business. So that's why they're asking for things like signage proof, pictures, business license, and pictures of the actual office and things like that. How many people here have been having more of a hard time with verifications overall? Okay. Is that part of it? The extra steps? Yeah. So really, Google is trying to fight spam overall. But obviously, we're the multifamily industry. We're not spamming Google because we're legitimate. So that's just the way it is. So Google suspensions. How many people have dealt with some crazy suspensions recently? Okay. Yeah, okay. So Google recently changed their guidelines to include that all business profiles need an exterior storefront photo with permanent signage that says the current business name. There is also a recent Google Maps glitch, which actually suspended a lot of accounts just automatically, and it was based on their little unique idea duplication, a little idea identifier, which was duplicated, and just started sending out all these suspensions. So whether it's your fault or Google's fault, it really doesn't matter. You still got to go through the same process of actually getting an appeal. So when you submit a reinstatement request and wait Before submitting a reinstatement request, make sure every piece of information on your business profile is up to date. So if you do have any challenges or actual suspended accounts, if you have any questions about that, any specific properties, we can always talk about that later on as well. So this is a fun one here, though. Google Maps and Google Vibes. Like, if you're in Napa and you want to get a taste of an area, the new neighborhood vibe feature is designed to give users a bird's eye view of everything that's popular or beloved in a particular neighborhood. So these recommendations, they'll actually tell you the hotspots and things going on based on all the Google Maps data. So all the reviews, all the images. So if you want to get and really know a local area now, Google Vibes is helping you do that, and that's all through Google Maps. And according to Google, map users add more than 20 million reviews, photos, and videos each day. So that's more and more content being added to the system, and it's just making it smarter with the whole AI. So it's Google's attempt to surface this valuable content by leveraging its considerable AI capabilities for a richer map experience overall. And here's like a little preview of it. The technology actually relies on both AI and community contributions to Google Maps. So if you are a Google contributor, you could see yourself in here as well too. I also suggest trying Google Live View on Google Maps, whether you're touring around Napa or walking around your city, or even just looking at your apartment community too, because it's all tied back to Google My Business. So if you're using Google Lens, Google Live, check out your community and see how it looks, you know, the augmented reality and all that kind of stuff. And you might be surprised what you see. So there's also a new profile strength. It's not that big of a deal, and you don't have to like freak out if it doesn't say it's like full strength. It's okay. But just to be mindful, just let you know that it is there now, so you can kind of see what's going on. But again, just make sure you have your whole profile fully filled out, your hours of operation are correct, your categories are good, and I'll get into the exact categories that we use, and just making sure that you're putting photos, video, and keeping up to date on the images, and making sure you're not getting a bunch of just Q&A that is just a bunch of garbage that you can kind of just edit out. So you have a lot of control over Q&A, not so much on reviews, and also your Google posts. So let's get into some SEO tactics for Google Business Profile. So the deep content strategy is going to be key. The more content, the better. But also add videos and photos to your Google Business Profile. Internal linking on the website, that helps with your bounce rate. So when people come to your website, you want to encourage them to click through to other pages. And so besides just having your main menu on the top, you want to also have links within the content to strategic pages you want people to visit. Also, schema markup. We talked about the importance of that and just making sure everything's marked up properly so you can't be indexed and picked up by Google. Also, GA4 activation. Has everyone set up their GA4 or transitioned to that, or is that still something that's pending for the industry? So yeah, so GA4 is definitely going to be something you want to set up and get that implemented. It is a lot easier now, and there's ways to automatically move over your conversions as well from Google Ads, so if you're connecting them together, the setup process has gotten a lot easier. So I would highly suggest doing that. Improve your Google Knowledge Graph, and that just goes with your reviews and just being active on Google Business Profile. And remember, Google Business Profile complements your community's already existing websites, and that's where Google's getting your information to rank you. So these are the best apartment categories that we utilize: apartment complex, apartment building, and apartment rental agency, in that order. And then also it's important that you monitor your Google Organic, Google Map rankings for mobile and desktop. And remember, mobile is where it matters the most. So if you're ranking really good on your mobile and your load time is really good, then you should be rewarded across the board for that. So here's a little bit of bonus content. Google did release continuous scroll. Now that was happening already for mobile, but now desktop is the same thing. So now when you're going on your desktop, they try to have that same mobile experience. And so it's an infinite scroll. So instead of just having page one, page two, Google just keeps dropping it down. So technically it is an unlimited page one. So everyone's on page one now. Congratulations. Obviously, we have Google's new AI. So when ChatGPT came out, man, I couldn't believe it. I never thought I would see something that would shake up Google and all that good stuff. But this is one you're going to want to be checking out. And they just released it on Tuesday. So please check this out and give it a whirl. But again, ChatGPT and all that good stuff, it's going to be a wave of the future. And so That's pretty much it. I have got time, so that's pretty much all the time we have for today. Thank you, guys.
That was awesome, by the way. Don't run away. No, let's at least take one question, because so many people have questions. We'll take one from this side and one from that side. They have to be short answers. Are you cool with that? All right, you had your hand up first. What's your name? Diana. Diana's got an amazing question for the whole side of the room.
I heard Google was doing away with cookies. Can you elaborate?
Wow.
Yeah, so it is. They are doing away with the cookies, and that's why it's so important to set up GA4. And so setting that up will help with that whole process, and then also with different versions, there's a special conversion of Google Ads to where it can help with that whole process. So GA4 is a ticket with the cookies.
That is a perfect segue, Diane, to our next segment, too. Our next session. So maybe they can answer, too. Who had their hand up first? I think it was behind you. I'm sorry. I apologize, but this is the whole side of the world. This better be good. Ready? No pressure.
What is the recommended response time to a Google review?
24 hours or less.
Yeah.
24 hours or less.
That's our standard. That's the standard we go by.
That was so fast, we didn't take another question from this side of the room. And I think you were second, so you want to do it? Okay, here we go.
I have a question. So in our industry, built-to-rent single-family rental homes is new, but the only option on Google Business Profile is housing complex. Do you know if they're going to be coming out with
it? You know, it's actually funny. We're actually building a strategy for build-to-rent, so we should talk.
Okay. There you go. You got some new business. High five, Brian. Yes, way to go. All right, everybody give it up for Mark.
Thank you for listening to the Multifamily Podcast, brought to you by co-founders of Apartment SEO, a premier Google agency, with your hosts, Ron Ruiz and Martin Kinchola. Join us again next time as we continue to bring you the latest and greatest in the multifamily industry.